This is Galesburg's Evening News on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us tonight. You no doubt heard over the weekend, for those of us who grew up with children's television like I did, the sad news of the passing of Sesame Street puppeteer, longtime puppeteer Carol Spinney, who retired last year. Spinney played the roles of Big Bird and Oscar the Grouch on the program for a long time. He died related to a disorder he had called dystonia, which is a neurological type disorder. So I have a chance this evening to find out more about what dystonia is. And joining me on the line is a doctor with OSF Healthcare, specifically the OSF Healthcare Neurological Institute in Illinois. And I hope I'm getting his name pronounced right here. It is, let's see, Dr. Dron Lamachani. Did I get that right, doctor?
Yes, you did.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for your time. I do appreciate it this evening.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
First question, just basically, what is dystonia?
Well, dystonia is a abnormal involuntary muscular contractions that produces unnatural body posture or body part posture or tremors.
Okay, so how does it happen that someone is afflicted with this?
So it's a genetic disorder for the most part, and it's a network problem in the brain. You know, different brain cells do not talk to each other as they are supposed to, and they fire abnormally. And when they do so, they create muscular contractions when it's not needed.
Is it something that, since it's genetic in nature, is it something that you might know right away in life that you have, or is it one of those things where symptoms don't show up till, or they could show up at any point in your life?
Exactly. It could show up any point in your life, depending on what sort of dystonia you have. There are varieties of different types of dystonia. Sometimes it shows up in childhood, sometimes in very late adulthood.
Interesting. I read something where it's a relatively small percentage of the U.S. population that deals with this. Is that your understanding of it? When talking with somebody with OSF earlier, it sounded to me like it's something that you have to address pretty regularly or pretty frequently.
Right. I do see it on a very regular basis because that's what I do as a movement disorder doctor. But again, you know, it's probably one of those conditions that is underdiagnosed because it's more common in a severe form that presents in childhood than everyone recognizes it.
It sounds like that it's something that could almost maybe just seem like a nervous twitch or something like that. Is that the case?
Right. Sometimes it can look like an almost nervous twitch, but again, it can be very dramatic at times. Like, you know, one of those torticollis is what people might have heard. Mm-hmm. It's also a type of dystonia. At other times, it only affects a very few specific movements, such as the riding or, you know, playing an instrument or your voice, tremulous voice, sometimes is from dystonia, too.
So what's the process then of being, I guess, screened for it and identifying that one may have it?
So it's usually involves by examining examination by a movement disorder doctors. You know, it takes a very expert, specialized doctors because not even a regular neurologist can recognize it at times. So it's all by looking at the movement itself that one would diagnose dystonia. There is no particular test for it.
Talk about treatment options, if there are any. I was reading about this earlier, and I kind of got the impression that maybe that treatment can help dystonia, but not necessarily cure you of it.
Right. So there is no cure for it. Yeah, all the treatment that we do is aiming at reducing the severity of it. Medications can help, again, to a varying degree, but they also come with significant side effects. what is probably the most effective treatment approach if dystonia is very severe is actually a neurosurgical treatment called deep brain stimulation surgery in severe cases.
That sounds...
But yes, treatment is not very helpful in reducing symptoms when it comes to dystonia.
You mentioned that that a normal, a typical neurologist could not necessarily identify this. What about it makes it so difficult to identify other than someone like yourself being able to do so?
I see. You know, a lot of times these movements themselves can look a lot like a normal, natural movement to very untrained eyes. And the movement don't always look abnormal. It takes certain maneuvers, you know, for you to bring it out and so people can look at it. And so it's because of the nature of the movement itself that, you know, always that doesn't look abnormal if you are somebody who don't see it very often.
How does this compare to other types of neurological disorders you might see?
So it's not a neurodegenerative illness like Parkinson's disease is. Mm-hmm. Parkinson's disease is a disease because of the death of the neurons or nerve cells in the brain. Here in dystonia, it's not because of the death because of the neurons dying in the brain. It's abnormal circuitry in the brain. Meaning people can just have dystonia and nothing else. Their intellect can look normal. Memory can be very normal. They can function very normally in many other ways, but just not physically.
Is dystonia on its own fatal? I'm asking because obviously when we saw the news yesterday that actor who portrayed Big Bird passed away, as I mentioned, that they said it was from complications related to dystonia.
Right. You know, dystonia in itself is, for the vast majority of time, is not fatal. There are always exceptions in a very rare situations where it could be fatal, but usually dystonia does not kill you.
Okay. Anything else we should know about dystonia, doctor?
You know, dystonia is a disorder, that can affect one's quality of life rather severely. And there may be some treatment available that could improve the quality of life, actually, but you would have to go to a specialist for that. Sometimes treatment can improve one's life dramatically. You know, people may not be aware of it.
Is it one of those things where you could... Your quality of life could disintegrate quickly because of having this?
If dystonia is particularly severe,
okay.
it can disintegrate quickly. But usually severe dystonias are not fortunately that common. Milder forms of dystonia where one cannot write, cannot speak, or tremor of the head, that are more common.
Okay. Dr. Dron Lamachani, a neurologist with OSF Healthcare Illinois Neurological Institute, specializes in movement disorders such as dystonia. Thank you so much for your time and for your perspective. I greatly appreciate it.
You are welcome. Thanks for having me.